6 days after it was due, Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York State's legislative leaders announced a final agreement on the $212 billion budget deal. The Senate and Assembly held a marathon session that was expected to last well into the night to approve the budget bills. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
The Senate and Assembly held a marathon session to approve the budget bills.
Calendar number 648, Senate Print 2508C, Senate Budget Bill.
The spending plan increases taxes by $4.3 billion. It includes higher personal income tax rates on New Yorkers who make more than $1 million a year. It adds two new higher tax brackets for those making over $5 million and those earning over $25 million. Corporate taxes will also be going up. The revenues, along with $12.5 billion from the federal stimulus package, will be used for a number of programs, including a $2.4 billion rent relief program to help renters who lost jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic and who've fallen behind on their rent. Undocumented immigrants who lost their jobs during the pandemic will have access to a $2.1 billion fund. It will provide retroactive unemployment relief payments. Many paid New York State taxes and unemployment taxes, but have been unable to access the benefits. $1 billion will be made available to help struggling small businesses harmed during state-mandated shutdowns. School aid will increase by $3 billion to $29.5 billion. A phased-in plan will, by the 2023 school year, provide enough money to finally fulfill a 2006 order from the state's highest court. It said the state needed to spend more to guarantee every child's constitutional right to an adequate education. Jasmine Gripper leads the pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education.
What some people thought was impossible, what we were fighting for years for, is finally coming to life.
Governor Cuomo had sought a lower level of spending and just a fraction of the tax increases in the final budget. Cuomo, who normally holds a lot of power in the budget-making process, was at a disadvantage during talks this year as he struggles with four major scandals. They include sexual harassment charges by multiple women and a federal investigation into whether he and his top aides hid the total number of nursing home residents who died during the pandemic. Also, there are questions about whether the governor gave family and politically connected associates improper access to COVID tests and whether Cuomo broke the state's public officer's law by having staff help him write a book about his management of the pandemic. In addition, the Senate leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, has called for Cuomo's resignation. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie launched an impeachment inquiry. But Cuomo put the best face on the plan at an event at a vaccine site at the Javits Center in New York City.
We're working on a budget up in Albany that's going to be the biggest and the best action plan for the state of New York ever.
The governor did not offer details, and the event was closed to media, so he did not answer any questions. The budget also includes a plan to make high-speed internet available and more affordable to those in urban and rural internet deserts. Mobile sports gambling will be expanded, creating an estimated $500 million in annual revenue for the state, and there'll be more funding for child care subsidies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.